from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up to you by Wendy's here on 1250 AM The Fancy. Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Follow me on Twitter at Sparky Radio. Being joined now by Garrett Podell, CBS Sports NFL writer. You can follow him on Twitter at Garrett Podell. And got to get into talking about a recent piece that Garrett wrote. In fact, I was just on CBSSports.com earlier today. Still there, still right there on the front page of the website if you want to go check it out. Plus, we'll tweet it out as well. Going over the NFC North, Garrett, is what you were doing. And I've been kind of on the train of it's probably between Detroit and Green Bay going into this season. Even though the Lions won last year, I think the Packers can give them a good fight for the North. How do you view it?
Thank you so much for having me on, and I would agree with you 100%. I think even though the Chicago Bears upgraded their offense significantly with Caleb Williams, getting him at the number one overall pick and drafting Romo Odunze, trading for Keenan Allen, I do think it's a Packers versus Lions kind of two-headed conversation at the top. And I think they certainly can give them a run for their money. I mean, we saw last year the Packers get the last laugh in Detroit. Jordan Love starting out that game with a huge bomb to Christian Watson, and the Packers going up 2 touchdowns early and never relinquishing the lead. I 100% think with the additions Green Bay made in signing Xavier McKinney, getting a more aggressive defensive coordinator in Jeff Hafley, replacing the departed Joe Barry, will make a big impact, as well as some of the draft picks they made on defense and getting a durable running back in Josh Jacobs, who just a couple years ago led the league in rushing.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing too, right? You're making that change from Aaron Jones to Josh Jacobs. A.J. Dillon comes back for a song, doesn't cost anything. And then you draft Marshawn Lloyd from USC, and Lloyd, a much different running back than Josh Jacobs in the aspect of he has more of the ability to make people miss. And Jacobs last year, you know, probably didn't have that great of an offensive line. How do you see that running back room for the Packers?
I like where it's at. Now, I think some of the context when you look at what Josh Jacobs did in 2023 versus his league-leaning 2022 campaign is he was holding out for a long-term contract and skipped a good portion of the Raiders' offseason program and training camp, holding out for a deal. So that's obviously going to affect a player. Also, not the greatest offensive line and not the greatest quarterback situation rotating from Jimmy Garoppolo, Brian Hoyer, and fourth-round rookie Aiden O'Connell. I think going through a full year of the offseason program for him, playing in an offense with Jordan Love and all the young weapons on the outside that Green Bay has will open up running lanes for him, and the Packers routinely have a top five to top 10 offensive line, and the numbers bore that out, and certainly pass blocking a year ago. I think he's going to bounce back, and he's somebody who definitely a between-the-tackles guy, and he can be a weapon in the passing game. When Derek Carr was there and they were a little bit more stable offensively, he showed an ability to do that. And that's something I think he can sort of fill the void of Aaron Jones a little bit in the passing game from the running back room. But I like Marshawn Lloyd a lot because he, to your point, kind of replicates a little bit that Jones-like ability to take a carry and bounce outside and get going quickly. And I think Jacobs is kind of a mix and mashup between the two of Jones and Dylan. And then you still have Dylan, who is Quadzilla. And if you've seen videos of him on Twitter throughout the offseason, it seems like he hasn't left Lambeau, always running up and down the stadium stairs and getting in, quote-unquote, best shape of his life. I know that's a trope thrown around this time of year, but I really like what the running back room is shaping up to be in Green
Bay. Has definitely added on some muscle as far as his arms go. I'm a big proponent of just making him a fullback, letting him blow people up, giving him the ball in short yard situations in front of Jones or in front of Jacobs or Marshawn Lloyd. I'm going that way. We'll see if they actually do it or not. I also want to get your thoughts on Jordan Love, because you've run a couple of things here on Jordan Love. And his contract extension talks are ongoing. There was some optimism the last time we heard from the Packers that this thing could get done before training camp at the end of the month. As of right now, it's still not done after the Trevor Lawrence contract. Now I think people are under the assumption that maybe Jordan Love ends up closer to $56, $57 million a year. Yet there are still some that think they should play out this year and then do the negotiation with Jordan Love to make sure last year was real. Where are you in the pay Jordan Love or not pay Jordan Love camp, and how much?
I am in the pay any quarterback who you believe can be your future and pay him right now. Because I'm based in Dallas, and so I'm around the Dallas Cowboys quite a bit. So I'm around those guys quite a bit. And if you've seen how they've kind of bungled their contract negotiations, Dak Prescott leads the league in touchdown passes, and they don't get it done, and his market just goes up and up and up and up. And I think it's fair for Dak, based on his market value, to expect somewhere around 60 a year. And so, look, if you love Jordan Love, which I personally do, I think based on that stretch at the end of the season, the last seven games of the regular season, he threw 18 touchdowns to just one interception, which was the best touchdown interception ratio in the entire NFL among the 28 quarterbacks who threw at least 150 passes at the last seven games of the season. That was phenomenal. Playoff debut in Dallas. I was physically in the building for that in the press box. So I saw him in person absolutely torch the Cowboys' top five defense, throwing that whole shot to Romeo Doubs on a long third down to kind of get in rhythm. And then from there, just marching up and down the field. And in terms of the Packers' belief in Love, I can kind of give you a personal anecdote from being at that game. So I was sitting one row behind GM Brian Gutekunst and team president Mark Murphy in the Cowboys press box. And so each time Love would hit a nice pass, they do a little high five, little fist bumps, kind of affectionately pat the table in front of them. You know, if you've seen Hard Knocks with John Gruden, that kind of knock in to enthusiastically do that. And then when Love threw the touchdown, when it was the all-out blitz on third and long, the 20-yarder to Dontavian Wicks to put Green Bay up 20-0, erupted. Gutekunst and Murphy, they stood up hugging each other, high-fiving, hooting, hollering. There was some assistants running up and down the row high-fiving. It got to the point, I kid you not, where the Cowboys press box PA announcer gets on the mic. This is just internally to the press box, and goes, I would like to remind you, this is a working press box, working press box. No cheering in the press box. So I personally saw the Packers front office lose their minds as Jordan Love set the franchise single-game playoff passer rating record. I think based on that night and being there, they are absolutely convinced he is the guy, and they're absolutely going to push to get this deal done before the 2024 season starts.
That is an absolute awesome story. Garrett Podell, CBS Sports NFL writer. Follow him on Twitter at Garrett Podell. All right, let's switch. I want to talk about the Lions a little bit, mainly because, you know, us Packer fans always go, oh, that was cute. Yeah, no, they had a good year. But, you know, will they really do it again? And they have a lot of young talent. They spent a lot of money this offseason extending contracts of those guys like Amon St. Brown, who, you know, they paid him like he was, you know, a top flight number one wide receiver in the league. I think there are some Lions fans that are questioning whether or not he's as good as the amount of money they paid him. They took Harris Sewell and they paid him too. Spent a lot of money paying Jared Goff. I thought that was way more than maybe Jared Goff deserved as well. As far as the Lions go, do you think they finally have this figured out with that front office, that coaching staff, and now they're going to be a team to contend with for quite some time?
I do. I think they did, you know, they kind of put out the blueprint.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
When you've got your guys, you pay them now. The market with the NFL TV media rights deal, the cap just keeps going up, and so the price keeps going up. I think they did a good job locking guys down. In terms of what you were saying about Amon-Ra, and is he a top flight one? I think he is. I mean, his 119 catches were tied for the second most in football with Tyreek Hill, only behind CeeDee Lamb's 135. So I think he can be that top flight guy. He doesn't quite have the same athletic gifts in terms of maybe the speed or agility like a Lamb or a Hill, but he's incredibly steady, great route tree. I think he's worth that money, because if you didn't pay him now, the price only goes up as the Cowboys still trying to figure out how they can pay Lamb. And I like locking down Sewell. He was the best offensive tackle in football, according to Pro Football Focus offensive grade. So I like what they did, and they got Ben Johnson, their offensive coordinator, to stay in place after he got some head coaching opportunities.
Crazy.
And he turned down the Commander's job. So I think he's a head coach one day, but they kept the band together. And I really like what they have. Jahmyr Gibbs, young running back, he balled out 10 touchdowns last year. Sam Laporta, he set the tight end rookie catches record. He looks really great. And on defense, because their defense was really their issue last year, they really bulked up their secondary, trading for Carl Davis from the Bucks. He was a starter on their Super Bowl team. And then using their first and second round picks on corners in Alabama All-American Terrion Arnold and Missouri corner Enos Rakestra. So I like what they did, and signing DJ Beter up front. He was one of the best quarterback pressure rate guys among defensive linemen who are at least 320 pounds. So yeah, I like what they have in place with Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, and they have stability, which isn't something you could say about the Detroit Lions for a long time. And I think they will be a competitive team year in and year out based on the moves they've made this offseason.
Yeah, the Ben Johnson thing, I still scratch my head at. I mean, and that's fine if he's waiting for a perfect job, but normally coaching jobs don't open up that are perfect at this point. Now, maybe your team, the Cowboys that you're down there by, maybe McCarthy ends up leaving and that job opens up. But everything I hear is Dak Prescott plans on heading to free agency. And the other thing I hear is it's probably the Raiders after that. How do you see it playing out down there? Are they both gone after this year, or how does it go?
Well, yeah, so being there, I've got relationships with both those guys, Prescott and McCarthy. And Dak told me he would like to be in Dallas. He's been there 8 years. He just had his first kid. She's now probably 4 or 5 months old, a little cutie, named MJ. And so he would love to be with the Dallas Cowboys, and he's been their guy for 8 years. He'd like to be there forever. But at the same time, he's also told me, I want to get paid market value. So there's no, you know, player discount occurring here. So if Jerry Jones is willing to pay his market value, which now based on Trevor Lawrence, based on Jared Goff, probably what Jordan Love's going to get paid is probably going to be around $60 million a year. He just led the league in touchdowns, been the league 8 years, and has been a pretty consistent high-level player. So I think, you know, he'll be there if the Cowboys meet his number. And if not, like you said, he has a no-trade and no-franchise tag clause. So he can step right into free agency next year with no restrictions. I think the Cowboys ultimately will get it done with him. But if not, if he tests free agency, I would assume he'd be on another team. But I think he can I think if the Cowboys eventually swallow their medicine, take their medicine and do what they need to do, he'll still be there. McCarthy, that could go a number of different ways because the entire coaching staff's on a one-year deal in Dallas, and they probably want him to get to the NFC title game to extend him. So I don't know. The McCarthy situation to me is a lot more murky than Prescott.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Talking with Gary Pudell, CBS Sports NFL writer. Follow him on Twitter at Gary Pudell here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. The Chicago Bears team in the NFC North is one that there are a lot of high hopes for, and I do a podcast called Curd and Long with myself and Ryan Horvath from BetMGM tonight, part of the BetQL radio network. And he was telling me that Eberflus, the head coach of the Bears, right now is like the favorite to win coach of the year, but also is the number one coach on the hot seat to get fired first. I can't say I've ever seen that one before. That's a new one. How does this play out for Chicago?
That is a new one because so much of what the coach of the year award has become has almost become a like best turnaround or exceeds expectations. The lens in which the coach of the year award is voted on, I think could use some tweaking because I actually wrote an article for CBSSports.com earlier this offseason about because Matt LaFleur has the third highest odds to win Coach of the Year, and I made the case that he could have won Coach of the Year at any point between 2019 and 2021 when his Packers became the first team in NFL history to win at least 13 games 3 years in a row. But I also then laid out in this article that this year might be the best year he's ever had to win the award because – you know, Jordan Love has been a guy that he's personally developed and didn't inherit. So that might bode well for him. And yeah, for Eberflus, absolutely. I understand the logic because he's a defensive first coach. The defense did turn around after they traded for Montez Sweat last season, and they were the number one scoring defense the last 8 weeks of the year post Sweat trade. So I understand that. And then you get Caleb Williams in the building, Keenan Allen in the building, and draft Romo Odunze additionally in the top 10. So their offense looks like it's going to be in place to do big things. They hired Shane Waldron to be the OC. He was the OC in Seattle the last few years with Russell Wilson when Pete Carroll acquiesced Wilson and said, let Russ cook. And Russell Wilson was effective when he wasn't injured in Waldron's offense. So I totally understand the hype for him, but at the same time, the new regime didn't hire Eberflus necessarily, so you know they're not married to him either.
What about the Minnesota Vikings? Sam Darnold versus J.J. McCarthy. They're kind of leaning and saying that it's probably going to be Sam Darnold to start the year. If that's the case, do you think he actually finishes the year? Because he has weapons that he's really never had before. I mean, you're talking about Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson. He's got a good tight end. They've got a good offense around him where Sam Darnold may be able to put together a decent year finally.
Yeah, and also, of course, Aaron Jones, who Packers yep. fans probably hate to hear that. He's a great dude, Aaron Jones. But, yeah, I think that's really the mystery. So I have a relationship a little bit with Jordan Palmer, Carson Palmer's younger brother, who's a quarterback trainer. I talked to him for a draft story a couple years ago, and some of his clients include Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, and Sam Darnold is all among that client list. And he was telling me he thought if Sam Darnold ever got in the right kind of situation, maybe he could have a Geno Smith type of revival outside of New York. Now, this is, of course, coming from his personal quarterback coach.
Right.
And this is what he told me 2 years ago. So you got to weigh that, but, you know, because he's obviously has a stake in the game with Darnold. But I think you never know. I'm not really sure with Darnold. I kind of put it in the zone of you draft a quarterback top 10 in J.J. McCarthy. I'm sure Kevin O'Connell and their general manager would love to see him play at some point in the year. It's unknown. I think a lot is going to boil down to training camp because, I mean, if we go back a decade ago, longtime Packers backup Matt Flynn got a huge 3-year deal from the Seahawks after he broke all these Packers single-game records, filling in for Rodgers at the tail end of the 2011 season when they were 15-1 and got signed by the Seahawks. He lost the training camp battle to a rookie, Russell Wilson, who was a third- or fourth-round pick, and he never started for Seattle. So I think it could go a number of different ways. But I would be shocked if McCarthy doesn't start at some point during the year, just based on the investment and how teams want to see that investment take the field earlier rather than later.
He is Gary Pudell, CBS Sports NFL writer. Very, very good. Thanks for coming on, man. I know it's the first time on with us. And
when you've got your guys, you pay them now because the market with the NFL TV media rights deal. The cap just keeps going up, and so the price keeps going up. I think they did a good job locking guys down. In terms of what you were saying about Amon-Ra, and is he a top flight one? I think he is. I mean, his 119 catches were tied for the second most in football with Tyreek Hill, only behind CeeDee Lamb's 135. So I think he can be that top flight guy. He doesn't quite have the same athletic gifts in terms of maybe the speed or agility like a Lamb or a Hill, but he's incredibly steady, great route tree. I think he's worth that money, because if you didn't pay him now, the price only goes up as the Cowboys still trying to figure out how they can pay Lamb. And I like locking down Sewell. He was the best offensive tackle in football, according to Pro Football Focus, offensive grade. So I like what they did. And they got Ben Johnson, their offensive coordinator, to stay in place after he got some head coaching opportunities. And he turned down the Commander's job. So I think he's a head coach one day, but they kept the band together. And I really like what they have. Jahmyr Gibbs, young running back, he balled out 10 touchdowns last year. Sam Laporta, he set the tight end rookie catches record. He looks really great. And on defense, because their defense is really their issue last year, they really bulked up their secondary, trading for Carl Davis from the Bucks. He was a starter on their Super Bowl team. And then using their first and second round picks on corners in Alabama All-American Terrion Arnold and Missouri corner Enos Rakestra. So I like what they did. And signing DJ Beter up front, he was one of the best quarterback pressure rate guys among defensive linemen who are at least 320 pounds. So, yeah, I like what they have in place with Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, and they have stability, which isn't something you could say about the Detroit Lions for a long time, and I think they will be a competitive team year in and year out based on the moves they've made this offseason.
Yeah, the Ben Johnson thing, I still scratch my head at. I mean, and that's fine if he's waiting for a perfect job, but normally coaching jobs don't open up that are perfect at this point. Now, maybe your team, the Cowboys that you're down there by, maybe McCarthy ends up leaving, and that job opens up. But everything I hear is Dak Prescott plans on heading to free agency. And the other thing I hear is it's probably the Raiders after that. How do you see it playing out down there? Are they both gone after this year, or how does it go?
Well, yeah, so being there, I've got relationships with both those guys, Prescott, McCarthy. And Dak told me he would like to be in Dallas. He's been there 8 years. He just had his first kid. She's now probably 4 or 5 months old, little cutie. Named MJ, and so he would love to be with the Dallas Cowboys, and he's been their guy for 8 years. He'd like to be there forever, but at the same time, he's also told me, I want to get paid market value. So there's no, you know, player discount occurring here. So if Jerry Jones is willing to pay his market value, which now based on Trevor Lawrence, based on Jared Goff, probably what Jordan Love's going to get paid is probably going to be around $60 million a year. He just led the league in touchdowns, been in the league 8 years, and has been a pretty consistent high-level player. So I think, you know, he'll be there if the Cowboys meet his number. And if not, like you said, he has a no trade and no franchise tag clause. So he can step right into free agency next year with no restrictions. I think the Cowboys ultimately will get it done with him. But if not, if he tests free agency, I would assume he'd be on another team. But I think he can. I think if the Cowboys eventually swallow their medicine, take their medicine and do what they need to do, he'll still be there. McCarthy, that could go a number of different ways, because the entire coaching staff's on a one-year deal in Dallas, and they probably want him to get to the NFC title game to extend him. So I don't know. The McCarthy situation to me is a lot more murky than Prescott.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Talking with Garrett Podell, a CBS Sports NFL writer. Follow him on Twitter at Garrett Podell here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. The Chicago Bears team in the NFC North is one that there are a lot of high hopes for, and I do a podcast called Curd and Long with myself and Ryan Horvath from BetMGM tonight, part of the BetQL radio network. And he was telling me that Eberflus, the head coach of the Bears, right now is like the favorite to win coach of the year, but also is the number one coach on the hot seat to get fired first. I can't say I've ever seen that one before. That's a new one. How does this play out for Chicago?
That is a new one, because so much of what the coach of the year award has become has almost become a like best turnaround or exceeds expectations. The lens in which the coach of the year award is voted on, I think, could use some tweaking, because I actually wrote an article for CBSSports.com earlier this offseason about, because Matt LaFleur has the third highest odds to win Coach of the Year, and I made the case that he could have won Coach of the Year at any point between 2019 and 2021 when his Packers became the first team in NFL history to win at least 13 games 3 years in a row. But I also then laid out in this article that this year might be the best year he's ever had to win the award because, you know, Jordan Love has been a guy that he's personally developed and didn't inherit. So that might bode well for him. And yeah, for Eberflus, absolutely. I understand the logic because he's a defensive first coach. The defense did turn around after they traded for Montez Sweat last season, and they were the number one scoring defense the last 8 weeks of the year post Sweat trade. So I understand that. And then you get Caleb Williams in the building, Keenan Allen in the building, and draft Romo Odunze additionally in the top 10. So their offense looks like it's going to be in place to do big things. They hired Shane Waldron to be the OC. He was the OC in Seattle the last few years with Russell Wilson when Pete Carroll acquiesced Wilson and said, let Russ cook. And Russell Wilson was effective when he wasn't injured in Waldron's offense. So I totally understand the hype for him, but at the same time, the new regime didn't hire Eberflus necessarily. So, you know, they're not married to him either.
What about the Minnesota Vikings? Sam Darnold versus J.J. McCarthy. They're kind of leaning and saying that it's probably going to be Sam Darnold to start the year. If that's the case, do you think he actually finishes the year? Because he has weapons that he's really never had before. I mean, you're talking about Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson. He's got a good tight end. They've got a good offense around him where Sam Darnold may be able to put together a decent year finally.
Yeah, and also, of course, Aaron Jones, who Packers yep. fans probably hate to hear that. He's a great dude, Aaron Jones. But, yeah, I think that's really the mystery. So I have a relationship a little bit with Jordan Palmer, Carson Palmer's younger brother, who's a quarterback trainer. I talked to him for a draft story a couple years ago, and some of his clients include Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, and Sam Darnold is all among that client list. And he was telling me he thought if Sam Darnold ever got in the right kind of situation, maybe he could have a Geno Smith type of revival outside of New York. Now, this is, of course, coming from his personal quarterback coach.
Right.
And this is what he told me 2 years ago. So you got to weigh that, but, you know, because he's obviously has a stake in the game with Darnold. But I think you never know. I'm not really sure with Darnold. I kind of put it in the zone of you draft a quarterback top 10 in J.J. McCarthy. I'm sure Kevin O'Connell and their general manager would love to see him play at some point in the year. It's unknown. I think a lot is going to boil down to training camp because, I mean, if we go back a decade ago, longtime Packers backup Matt Flynn got a huge 3-year deal from the Seahawks after he broke all these Packers single-game records, filling in for Rodgers at the tail end of the 2011 season when they were 15-1 and got signed by the Seahawks. He lost the training camp battle to a rookie, Russell Wilson, who was a third- or fourth-round pick, and he never started for Seattle. So I think it could go a number of different ways. But I would be shocked if McCarthy doesn't start at some point during the year, just based on the investment and how teams want to see that investment take the field earlier rather than later.
He is Garrett Podell, CBS Sports NFL writer. Very, very good. Thanks for coming on, man. I know it's the first time on with us, and I'm hoping to have you on a bunch more. You're good stuff.
Thank you so much, Sparky. I would love to talk football with you guys up here in the Midwest anytime. Always happy to talk ball. Enjoyed our conversation a lot, man.
Sounds good, buddy. Take care. There he is, Garrett Podell, CBS Sports NFL writer. Follow him on Twitter at Garrett Podell.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.